Hey everybody, it's Shaman Sister Sin, and you're listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by littleshaman.org. That's me, the Little Shaman. Today I wanted to talk to you about why it's a good idea to stop wasting time on narcissists. It isn't about just wasting time loving them or trying to fix them or getting through to them or explaining to them. It's about not letting them take up space in your head, period. Narcissistic abuse is very traumatic. It's confusing. It's gut-wrenching. Many people have never experienced this type of person before, and they don't understand. This person seems mentally ill sometimes, and other times perfectly fine. One minute they're having a normal conversation with you, and the next they're hysterical over something that didn't even happen. No amount of reasoning, logic, or explanation gets through to them. They may say things that are totally off the wall, completely out of reality. So you might think to yourself, okay, something's obviously really wrong here. Normal people don't act like this. So you start looking for answers. Hey, if something has a name, then maybe it can be fixed, right? You love this person, and they're obviously having some kind of horrible problem. So you search for answers, and maybe you find some. But it doesn't change anything. No matter what you do or don't do, this person still behaves the same way. Nothing gets better. Nothing improves. At this point, people's lives usually become a battle to try and make the narcissist understand they have a problem and force them to get help, which will not work. Or they leave the situation because they realize there's nothing that can be done. Those who don't leave need to be honest with themselves about why they're willing to sacrifice their own well-being for someone who not only doesn't care about them, this person doesn't even care about themselves either. The narcissist's health and well-being means more to you than it does to them. There's no way to help somebody like that. There's nothing you can do. Acceptance of this is very important. It prevents you from wasting time trying. Regardless of whether people leave the situation or stay, most try to understand what's happened. Understanding what's happened to you is very important. It's the reason I do this show. When people can't understand what happened, they can't move on. If they can't move on, they can't heal. When someone can't heal from abuse, they're still a victim. A victim is vulnerable. They might become involved in another abusive situation more easily than someone who has learned the lesson they needed to learn and has healed. So understanding what's happened is very important. Understanding what happened should only be a step in the direction of moving on, though. It should not be the whole goal. Searching for answers should only be done until the answer has been found. If it goes on longer, it starts to become less helpful. Sometimes people think they're looking for answers when really what they're doing is looking for something that proves the answer wrong because they're trying to hold on to hope. This is very common, but it's something that only drags everything out longer because the answer's not going to change. You're dealing with a broken person. There's no happy ending here. You can choose to keep dealing with them if you wish. That's entirely up to you. There's no law against it. It's your life. However, they're not just going to snap out of it. There's no video you can watch or article you can read that can change that. There's no magical formula that can be given and no pill that can be prescribed that can make this person something other than what they are. That's hard for a lot of people to hear, and there's no one who wishes it wasn't true more than me. But ignoring reality doesn't change anything. We often see people saying things like, well, the techniques like No Jade and Gray Rock don't work because the narcissist is still abusive. That's right, they are. And they always will be. There's nothing you can do about that. The techniques are for you, they're not for the narcissist. Nothing can make them not abusive. And the sooner people can really truly accept that, the less disappointed and hurt they'll be in the long run, whether they leave the situation or not. Don't waste your time searching for a magic pill to cure the narcissist's problem or to make interacting with them easier. There isn't one. Not at this time and maybe never. The situation is what it is. Revenge is another thing that people might become preoccupied with, and that is a total waste of time. Anything you might do to them is only rewarding them with attention. You can't hurt them that way because they don't care about you. You're just letting them know that they're still taking up space in your head, that they're still important to you, and that they're still affecting you. Hating the narcissist falls into the same category. Many people think it hurts the narcissist to let them know they're hated. Well, they already thought that. It makes no difference. Now, both of these things are normal. They're understandable and expected. Of course you hate someone who's hurt you, and of course you'd like to get revenge on them for the awful things they've done. You could even say they deserve it, and you'll get no argument from me. But in the end, it's a waste of time. The only person it affects is you. They are so wrapped up in the cocoon of their own self-absorbed emotions that no one can touch them. Not with love, not with hate, not with anything. You might as well be plotting revenge against a robot or a table and chairs for all it would matter. Don't waste your time. It's not worth it. The best revenge is moving on and not looking back. Ironically, that's about the only thing that might have a chance of actually hurting them. Not mattering is their greatest fear, and it's a huge blow to their ego. Life is short. Sometimes it's really short. Time and love are two of the most valuable gifts that we've been given. Perhaps they are the only ones that matter. Don't waste them on people or things that don't bring you happiness. I hope this clears a few things up for you. As always, I look forward to your comments, questions, and suggestions, so please keep those coming. I take appointments online and over the phone Monday through Friday, so if you're interested in speaking with me, you can visit littleshaman.org and click the Book an Appointment tab to go ahead and do that. You've been listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by littleshaman.org. That's me, Little Shaman. May the Great Spirit bless you and have a wonderful day.